Ja, dat is dus in de Keizers. En dat is een,
maar dat is op vrijdag. Dat.
Vrijdag. Ook vrijdag is Feast and Beats op de begane grond in Huis Frederiks. Dus daar gebeurt ook weer wat. Dus kom daar lekker heen. Winter is here and we are collecting money to pay our rising energy bills and make our house more prepared for the dark and cold times. Dus, nou. Het programma is een open, denk ik. En feast and beats. Dus, nou ja. Kom lekker feesten in de begane grond. En dan zijn we toch bij
zaterdag
gekomen. Dan is er natuurlijk 's middags om 3 uur, zoals gebruikelijk, een flitsactie van Niet te Koop.
Niet te Koop.
Ik weet nog niet
waar.
Okay. Maar is Dirk nog in de buurt?
Dirk is losgekoppeld. Oh, misschien, ja. Ja, weet ik niet. Niet
die,
meer
die weet daar meer van, waarschijnlijk. Ik kan ook even snel kijken.
Als je in Rotterdam bent trouwens, op zaterdag 13 december, om 1400 uur. In Rotterdam Theater. Het gaat er in ieder geval vanuit dat dat in Rotterdam is, ook Rotterdam Theater.
Ja.
Of is dat hier?
Ja, dat is op dat theaterplein.
Oh ja, in Rotterdam. Dan kan je de crew van de Flotilla spreken. Die hebben een tour eigenlijk, want we hebben ze al eerder aangekondigd. Toch? Dat is een rondtrekkend... ding, dit. Volgens mij is dat niet.
Nee, dus dit is een eenmalige gebeurtenis.
Oh, dat is morgen, hè? Waarom is het? Sorry. Oh nee, ik draai het
morgen. Nee, dit is zaterdag.
Ik ben zelf gek geworden. Dit is zaterdag.
Ja.
Agenda.
Da. Agenda. Daar.
Je was het aan het opzoeken nog over.
Of er een niet-koop-flitsactie, maar ik zie nog niet. Vincent van Goghstraat, dat is 6 december. Dus nee, we hebben nog geen nieuwe actie.
Maar op agenda, hou het vrij.
Ja, zaterdagmiddag 3 uur. En je kan het vinden op niettekoop.org.
Yes.
En ongetwijfeld zitten er ook dingen in blauwe monsters, maar dat weet ik niet.
Nee.
Ook op zaterdag is...
All clothes are beautiful, ACAB.
Heerlijk. Want het is toch wel een soort ACAP-dag.
Ja, 13-12.
Oh, natuurlijk, ja.
In Duitsland zou er een festival zijn, dat is toen verboden. Ja. Dus dat was ook een anti-politiefestival. Maar het is niet dit jaar hoor, het is alweer jaar. Op 13-12.
Ja. Ja, maar dus als je kleding wil ruilen in het kader van de ACAP-dag, dan kan dat in Okkie. Ja.
Zaterdag 13 december om 15 uur begint het en om 6 uur is het afgelopen, 1800 uur noemen we dat ook wel.
En 's avonds of misschien ook wel eerder al kun je naar Utrecht, want daar is een ACAP-dag festiviteit. En daarvan weten wij dat het ACAP-day heet en dat er allemaal lieve nijntjes zijn. En, er is een folk punk edition daar in Utrecht. Met Betonrot, Plague Bearers en Sadly Leave Litter Trash. Oh nee, die zijn gecanceld. Maar misanthropen er wel. Dus dat begint om 8 uur. En ze zeggen zelf, het is een train-friendly event. Dus je kunt gewoon met de trein.
Oké. Okay. Zullen we nog even verder nog binnenkomend? Voor vrijdag het eten in Parknest.
Ah.
Krijg het net doorgestuurd.
Goed zo.
Ik was op zoek naar het woord, ook op zondag. Dus even voor de verwarring, dat is een hele andere dag weer.
Ja.
Vrijdag. Is jerk chicken of jerk tofu, rice and peas, eitel stew, callaloo en sunshine salad. Het is Jamaican Heartical Dinner van Natty Kitchen Queen.
Oké, dus dat is vrijdag om 6 uur.
6 uur.
Kunnen we eten in
10 met vlees. Ja, vlees. Sorry dat ik er zomaar tussen kwam. Ik was op zoek naar een ander bericht.
Want we waren bij zondag. Dan is er van alles aan de hand. Want dan is er dus die actie bij het concertgebouw. Maar daarvoor kun je ook al naar Grond, naar Baiersdorp. Want daar is een Stand with Soudan gebeurtenis. Dat is een lunch. Het begint om 1:00. En er zal een performance zijn en een film. Een animatiefilm. En daar wordt geld ingezameld voor Soudan.
Goed.
En had jij nou nog informatie over het woord?
Ja, dat is, zeker maar.
Dat begint om 4:00 meestal. Oh. Hij gaat...
Automatisch
uitzending is even onderbroken.
Ja, het ligt aan hoe je dat bekijkt.
Of niet? Oh, nee, ja.
Nee.
Oh, nee, help. Wat gebeurt er?
Uitgevallen. Oh, ja, ja.
Wat gebeurt er?
Ga eens weg.
Er is van alles aan de hand.
Er is van alles aan de hand.
Maar dat is techniek. Dus...
Het woord, 14 december 2025. Ja. Het woord in Ruigoord presenteert twee dichters en een danstheater. Poëtisch danstheater... Tina Ninani van Camee Vrieling en Arie Petersen, dichter, performer Roberto Petzold en dichter Mustafa Stitu. DJ is Menginchu. Presentatie door Yvonne Mousset van Doorn en Diana Ozon. Dat danstheater Tina Ninani van
Camee
Vrieling. Hallo, hey yo.
Mustafa Stitu, die is heel goed. Ik ben fan van Mustafa Stitu.
Goed, Mustafa Stitu, de dichter.
Nou, zondag.
Hij zal er zijn, zondag, het woord.
Zondag in Ruigoord.
Gratis toegang, 1600 uur. In de kerk.
Ja.
En dan om 6:00 dus lekker vals zingen.
Oké, verkeerd.
Lekker vals zingen, ja precies. We gaan zondagmiddag vals zingen of luisteren naar het woord. Stitu.
En volgende week donderdag, dat is eigenlijk voorbij deze
agenda,
is Mola Sila in Takland. Die was ook al op
Takland. Ja, dit schijnt ook wel leuk herkenfeestjes. Ja. Takland schijnt heel hoogstaande jazz gespeeld te worden.
Ja, morgen is het jazz en volgende week dus Mola Sila in Senegal.
Jazz.
En we horen nu Krulli. Welkom, Krulli.
Hey, hallo.
Ja.
Ja, je was bezig met de agenda.
Ja, we moesten er even vlug doen, want ik wist dat jij zou komen.
Ja,
we gaan er even doorheen jassen.
Oh, leuk dat je op mijn feestje was.
Ja, ja leuk dat je dat... Ik was, leuke mensen heb je op je feestje.
Ja, het was relaxed. En ik zal het verhaal voorlezen. Het is een van mijn eerste verhalen die ik heb geschreven. Dus 3 jaar geleden. Dus dit is een kort verhaaltje. Oké, daar komt ie. Het heet K. Ik weet nog dat ik als kind elke week Mikado ging spelen bij de buurvrouw in de Vergeet Mij Niet straat in Rotterdam. Totdat ze kanker kreeg, toen stopte dat. Er werd in mijn familie gezegd, ze heeft K. Ze had botkanker. Dat was op een of andere manier de ergste kanker. Ze werd eigenlijk al doodverklaard, hoewel ze nog gewoon vrolijk rondliep en haar dingen deed en werkte. Als kind zag ik al de beelden op mijn netvlies van een kermende, uitgemergelde vrouw met botten als pulp, verstervend in bed. Haar huis was een spookhuis geworden. Nog steeds vermijden mensen het woord kanker. Sommigen zeggen bijvoorbeeld goed bedoeld tegen me, ik hoor dat je erg ziek bent. Ook vermijden sommige mensen mij een beetje. Ik begrijp dat heel goed. Kanker is gewoon een beetje eng. Het woord kanker is nog steeds beladen en daardoor het meest gebruikte scheldwoord. Kankerleier, kankerhond. Ik neuk kankermoeder, schreeuwde een Marokkaans gastje me gisteren toe, terwijl hij me met zijn bussie sneed op het fietspad. Ik kon het alleen maar beamen. Kanker is het ergste wat er is, maar een depressie is ook erg. Of een dubbele beenbreuk, met een daarna MRSA-bacterie is nog erger. Of wat dacht je van kanker hebben met een depressie en een dubbele beenbreuk met een MRSA-bacterie? Dat is pas erg. Ondanks de kanker heb ik veel lol en plezierige dag en plezierige gedachten. Heb ik dan eigenlijk nog kanker? Ik loop dan naakt over straat en het is oké, want ik heb kanker. Ik sta op auto's te dansen in de straat en dat op één been. Het maakt niet uit, want ik heb kanker. Ik eet mijn boterham, maar ook het boterhamzakje op. Dat is prima joh, want ik heb kanker. Ik raaskal nu maar, wat onzin. Geef niet, want ik heb kanker. Ik krijg veel cadeautjes en terecht, want ik heb kanker. Of dan liefdesverdriet en dan weer struikelen. Als ik de kanker en de chemo heb overleefd, word ik doodgeschoten bij een vergismoord of zak ik in een zinkgat. En dan, ja, misschien heb je die wel. Bart, dan is het laatste wat ik schrijf. En dan ga ik nu dansen als de zanger van de Talking Heads. Oh. Ja, de Talking Heads.
En welke?
Met of zonder kanker. Dus dit was het gedicht K van 3 jaar geleden. Ik heb 4 dagen geleden een CT-scan gehad en de kanker staat nu stil op een of andere wonderlijke manier. En ik ga vandaag beginnen met immunotherapie-tablet trial van Dr. Fuchs via het AOV van Leeuwenhoek Instituut. De drupmethode, gefinancierd mede door de KWF. 1,7 miljoen. Meer veelbelovend dan nu blijkt, maar misschien werkt het. Tepo Tinip. En ik ga die Tepo Tinip vandaag beginnen. En dat maar wordt dan
ik vind het allemaal prima als je maar blijft schrijven.
Ja,
ja.
Dan gaat het, ja dan moet, dat is goed, want daar was ik mee gestopt.
Dus, nee, niet stoppen.
Niet stoppen.
Nee.
Van
nee.
Bafau.
Ja, Bafau, nee. Forever.
Wat zei je?
Dat betekent voor altijd. Bafau is Wolof.
Oh, oké. Okay. Ja, forever. Ja. Ja, we gaan gewoon door. En, nou ja, veel plezier nog. Ja, het is afgelopen, jullie radioprogramma nu.
Over een paar minuten.
Oké. Okay. Oh, misschien kan ik het terug luisteren.
Altijd, al meteen. Dus
ja.
Nu zo kan je naar die patapoe.nl archief gaan. Helemaal meteen luisteren. En de mooie audiotief afgewerkte met stilstaand beeld versie, die komt in de loop van de dag op het internet. Ook op het internet.
Oké, dat gaan we kijken nemen. Oké, mensen, bedankt.
Volgens mij zie ik je oor.
Ja, dat klopt.
Fijn. Dat is goed.
Klopt,
dus
daarmee kan je
luisteren.
Mijn oor is nu redelijk schoon, want ik ben vorige week naar de kapper geweest. En die gaat dan met zo'n tondeus in je oor, weet je wel.
Oh ja, kan ook met een aansteker.
En dat, ja, aansteker. Dus
nee, niet met aansteker. Een aansteker.
Ja. En,
goede kapper kan dat.
Ik vind het raar, ja, met zo'n aansteker. Maar hij deed het met een tondeuze. Dus mijn oor is nu redelijk schoon. Als je wat dieper gaat kijken, dan zit er misschien, ja, dat weet ik niet. Dan zit er misschien een prop of zo, maar ik heb er geen last van. Ik sta goed. Dus, en dan nog dieper natuurlijk de aanbeeld, stijfbegel en hamer. En die trilhaartjes. Dus, ik word gebeld. Ik ga weer verder.
Ja, goed.
Okay. Doei, doei.
Oké, later.
Doei, doei. Okay. Nou, ja. Goede timing, hè.
Goede timing, hè.
Ja.
Hey, ik heb trouwens nog wel een stukje waarvan ik zat te twijfelen. En, over Hillary Clinton. Ik had toch laatst hadden we een stukje van... Wie was het ook weer? Nou ja, in ieder geval Hillary Clinton. Die gaat over de relatie tussen Israël en Amerika. En ze is helemaal voor Israël. Dus. Maar ze is op een podium dan. En dat is een stukje van 2 minuten. Vind je dat leuk? Of zeg je van doe dat maar in een ander programma? Aan wie vraag ik het eigenlijk?
Ja, doe het.
Oké, okay, starten. Ja. Dit moet harder, even, die moet zachter.
Talking heads. Ja, doe maar niet. Geef mij maar de talking heads.
Zitten er ook in.
Oh. Echt?
Ja.
Ja.
Students. Smart.
well-educated young people from our own country, from around the world, where were they getting their information? They were getting their information from social media, particularly TikTok. That is where they were learning about what happened on October 7th, what happened in the, you know, days, weeks, and months to follow. That's a serious problem. It's a serious problem for democracy, whether it's Israel or the United States, and it's a serious problem for our young people.
So you-
and it was frankly shocking to me how little the students we were encountering, not only in this class we teach, which is a very large class, international relations about crisis decision making, but students more generally. And that's why I mentioned the social media piece of it, because when you would try to talk to them to engage in some kind of reasonable discussion, it was very difficult because they did not know history. They had very little context. And what they were being told on social media was not just one-sided, it was pure propaganda.
About to lose the U.S.?
I don't think so, but I don't think you can take it for granted. And I don't think it's a partisan issue. I think it's more generational. I mean, when you hear people like Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes talking, they're on the right. When you hear others saying similar things, they're on the left. So this is not a Republican versus Democrat kind of divide. This is generational.
I ask you, if Israel is losing the U.S., are we losing the Democratic Party? Is the Democratic Party losing itself? Looking at Israel?
Look, I think the Democratic Party, like the Republican Party, because you can go from obviously President Trump to people that are associated with the Republican Party. I mentioned two of them, Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes. That's a pretty wide range.
Pappertoe, serieus. Jumeetje en Ray. Het is eindtune.
Ik heb nog liever een blabla.
Nou, we gaan met de bladblazer overal doorheen nu.
Ja, dit is gewoon dit is nu de eindtune.
K. Carlson met een K.
Sorry, wat is dat? Carlson met een K?
Tucker.
Oh, Tucker Carlson. Ja, en Fuentes, dat is echt gewoon een neonazi met antisemiet en alles nog wat toe. En
maar andere... opmerkelijk dat het allemaal propaganda is, hè, op social media. Dat is toch een constatering. Gelukkig hebben
al die beelden,
we
wat je nou mee. Echt. Maar goed, dus dat is, vind je het gek dat niemand op de Democraten wil stemmen?
Ja, behalve op Zoran Mandani.
6-7.
Ja. Je moet wel zeggen dat ik vind de satire is wel weer heel goed. Oh, wacht, het programma is afgelopen. Ja. Volgende week liever.
Doei! Om 3:00, hè? Radio Taranga, niet vergeten.
Ja, 3:00, Taranga.
Op deze zender, klopt. Ja, dan. Het is 3:00 's middags. En op donderdagmiddag wil dat zeggen dat het tijd is voor Radio Teranga.
Ja, vind ik ook. Je hebt gelijk, jongen.
Pattepoe serieus brengt u Radio Teranga live vanuit Amsterdam, vanuit Senegal, vanuit Banjul in de Gambia of allerlei plekken.
Ja. Ja, we hebben ook de coup van de week, hè?
Is er weer een coup gepleegd?
Ja, coup van de week was in Benin. Of Benin.
Ik hou dat bij.
De coup van de week was deze week in Benin. In Cotonou. Weet je wel, dat is een land in Afrika. Dat is zeg maar de. Ja, hoe zou je het zeggen? Je hebt zo.
Van de Bronzen. De Benin Bronzen.
Ja, precies. Ja. Dat was een heel belangrijk koninkrijk toen wij nog niet bestonden.
Ja.
Ja. Zo ouder dan Nederland.
Zo oud zijn wij ook nog.
Ja, we hebben net de coup van Schoof bijna achter de rug, maar nog niet helemaal.
Welke coup heeft u nu weer gepleegd?
Schoof is min of meer een hoe heet dat? Een silent coup.
Want kijk, Schoof is eigenlijk een veiligheidsman, hè? Hij is van de veiligheidsdienst. Ja. Kijk, als dat in een Afrikaans land zou gebeuren, dan zouden ze zeggen, oh, een militaire coup. Het leger heeft de boel overgenomen, de veiligheidsdiensten, weet je wel, de security, de forces, die hebben het. Het enige wat hij niet heeft gedaan is de koning afzetten, maar verder was het gewoon eigenlijk een coup. Ja, ook van Wilders natuurlijk, maar het is, met de meeste coups lopen gewoon al met de scissor af, weet je wel. Dus het is ook niet zo heel erg. Zoals deze week in Benin, hij is ook mislukt, weet je wel.
Oh ja, ik dacht pas uit Benin.
Ja, het is alweer over, maar...
Ja, dat waren 18 mensen, ze hebben gearresteerd, de coupplegers.
Dat,
actuele en voormalige legermensen.
Ja, dus zeg maar de schoofs van binnen.
Ja, vind je, gaat dat niet te makkelijk? Doordat hij, als hij zegt de schoof. Ja, ik denk dat schoof, ja, die kan dat ook. Of heeft hij het al gedaan? Jij dus denkt dus eigenlijk, maar hoe dan? Het kabinet is 2 keer gevallen en dan, wat is dan je coup nog?
Nou, Wilders heeft hem in het zadel geholpen, toch?
Ja, hij weigerde niet. Want er waren iets van 10 mensen die allemaal het niet wilden doen. En toen, ja. Hij bleef over als trouwe ambtenaar die inderdaad al... maar ja, goed, dat NCTV, hoe heet dat? De terrorismeplatform van hem. Dat is natuurlijk ook 1 illegale bende van vooroordelen gestapeld. En het opjagen en maltrateren van moslims.
Sowieso. Maar daarbij, dat is al erg genoeg, maar... Omdat hij door Wilders premier is geworden, is hij ook een marionet. Weet je wel? Ik ben net in de hoofdstad van de marionettenbeweging geweest. En ik weet dat dat bestaat.
De marionettenbeweging?
Ja, marionetten is zo'n trekpop en die kan je gewoon laten doen wat je wil.
Ja, ja.
Schoof was een speelbal van Wilders. En van die slang en zo. En dat soort types. Dus...
Die slang, en die vergelijking ook precies over wie het gaat.
Elke vergelijking gaat mank, maar geeft ook nieuwe uitzichten.
Klopt. Inzicht. Ook in jezelf, denk ik dan.
Want als het hetzelfde is, heeft het geen zin om te vergelijken, toch?
Ja, want ik denk dan, ik ga bij mezelf te raden van waarom een slang. En dat komt door Walt Disney en die slang uit de Jungle Book.
Dat zijn jouw woorden.
Ja, dat zijn mijn woorden. En ik dus in mij leeft ook die slang van Jungle Book. En die praat heel goed met mevrouw Jezelkus.
Die heette trouwens ook K.
K, ja.
Net als Clinton. En Krully.
Ja.
Het kan geen toeval zijn. Het is eigenlijk Mikado.
En dan wat?
Nou, al die stokjes.
Je hebt ook Mikado die je kan opeten, hè?
Huh?
Ik weet niet of het nog bestaat. Het was niet zo super.
Dat zijn van die... Van die sticks.
Ja, met chocolade omheen.
Oh, chocolade omheen.
Om ze eetbaar te maken.
Mm. Ik heb altijd zoutsticks van de Turkse slager.
Oké, hé. Ah.
Heb ik me wel eens aan vergrepen.
Mustafa. Zout, zijn het een soort... is het heel vettig? Kazig? Of,
Nee. Nee, het is knasperig.
Maar meer een soort pretzelachtig.
Ja, precies. Dat is het woord dat ik zocht. Maar dan islamitisch.
Beter.
Pretzel is natuurlijk Talmud.
Dan is het tenminste nog...
Tora.
Ja, dat ontloopt elkaar ook niet echt heel veel, denk ik eigenlijk.
Tora. Ik dacht eigenlijk dat Michel hier zou komen, maar ik geloof dat hij nog onderweg is.
Michel is formeel hier aanwezig. Oh, bij jou live, waar jij bent.
Ja, hij zou hier iets met Ubuntu komen doen, maar okay. Hij is het vergeten. Maar ik geloof dat hij het ook niet is. Hij heeft wel zijn...
Zijn microfoon uit, maar hij is er ook echt niet.
Hij staat aan, maar niet open.
En Mustafa M2M Spek is ook binnen, zie ik.
Mustafa? Oui.
Hallo. Okay.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, tout le monde. Ça va bien?
Hallo, oui. Très bien.
Okay, that's good.
Are you alone, my brother?
I'm not alone. I'm with Sanjali and with on my another brother, Musa.
Okay.
Yeah, we are sitting together, make attire.
Ah, attire?
Yeah.
Is it broken?
Yeah.
Is it your scooter?
What? What do you say?
Is it your scooter that has a flipped tire?
No, green tea. It's the green tea.
Green tea.
Ah, green tea, not green tire.
Yeah, green tea. No.
It's for a tire.
Okay. Yeah, I also drink green tea.
I want to introduce Musa, one of my boys.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
You are at the Radio Teranga, Amsterdam, Banjul. And you are welcome to the program. Today we are talking about, the horse. Before we transported people with horse, today is the car, like motor. And we talk about the iron. Before we get the GB in the jungle with the arrow. Now, people use the new technology, call it a drone, to do them things. You know, that is the topic today. All right, I want to introduce Musa. Musa is one of my boy in Gambia. Musa, you are welcome.
Welcome, Musa.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Okay, nice to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me, Roy.
You have the same name as Mustafa's uncle, you know?
Yeah, he told me that he's one of his uncles too, is Musa.
Yeah. Peace on his soul. Yeah. So, how long do you know Mustafa, Musa?
Well, I've known Mustafa for almost 8 to 10 years now, you know.
All right. Yeah. Okay. When he just arrived, you meet him for the first time?
Yeah, this is the first time meeting him to sit with him. But when he arrives, I met him almost 2 weeks back, you know.
All right. And how was that the first time?
Yeah, it was so much interesting. Mustafa is a good guy since I know him, you know.
Yeah.
He has been a good person to me. Right. And then he tell me that he's now having this link with you over the radio.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you know the reason of the radio?
Okay.
Let me tell you. Mustafa already knows.
Yeah.
The reason for this radio is that we want to make another way of migration.
Okay.
You know, migration is moving from one place to another. That's why we talk about transport and how to get there.
Sure.
You know, and one of the things we want to show is that if you want to move, for instance, to Europe, then it is okay if you take the boat, but it's not okay if you don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
So before you take the boat, we say, learn how to swim.
Indeed.
Water is life, but life, water can also kill, you know?
Indeed, so.
That's a very important lesson we can learn.
Yeah.
And if we want to swim, you know, in a way, this is what we are doing. Radio Teranga is like swimming from here to there, from Europe to Africa. We make a flow.
Okay.
We create our own flow.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's real, but it's imagination.
Yeah, that's interesting and commendable, you know. Mm-hmm.
I can see you.
Yeah.
I can see you. You have a cap with a symbol.
Indeed, B. The symbol B. Yeah.
I see you have some space between your teeth. You know.
Yeah, indeed.
You're sitting on the bench, and I see a tree behind you.
Yeah, tree behind me, right? Yeah.
And that means I see you.
Yeah, you see me.
Yeah. So, and you can see me too.
I can also see you too with the glasses, you know.
So already we are together.
Indeed, we are together. I really appreciate you, you know.
This is the flow.
Yeah. You know? Thank you for welcoming me to the flow, you know.
Yeah, man. This is the way. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Tell me about yourself. What are you doing?
My name is Musa Balde.
Hmm?
I am 34 years old.
Okay.
I work with a water manufacturing company.
All right.
That's this mineral water, you know, packaging
All
company.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice water.
Yeah.
Okay, good quality.
Yeah, good quality indeed.
And what do you do with the water? You make it, or you pack it, or you drink it, or what?
We make it, package it, and sell it to the market, to the people, you know, yeah.
Okay, like in bottles?
In bottles, right, yeah.
All right.
We supply supermarkets, hotels, and restaurants, yeah. And
okay.
Small shops around. Uh-huh.
Okay. And what is your part in the business?
I am a supervisor, like the car, wherever we are to make sales and drop supply, I write the invoices and the receipts for the customer. Ooh. You know? Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. But don't send me no bill, please. I'm a poor man.
No problem. No, I won't.
Ah, okay. Ah, you know, I can tell you a story. I was in contact with the water company in France.
Okay.
You know, that's not bottled water. That's the water that comes out of the, you know, in your kitchen.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Because you know what happened is I was walking with my stick.
Okay.
In an old town, and suddenly when I was looking in the dark, I saw a hole. I saw a hole in the street.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, a hole because there was something missing. So I took my stick. I wanted to know how deep it was.
Yeah.
So I put my stick in the hole.
Okay.
And then it slipped and it fell in the hole.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So okay. I thought, okay, how can I find it back?
Okay.
And it was not so easy. So I write a message to the mayor.
Okay.
And he tells me to go to the water company.
Okay.
So I go to the water company, and I tell them that there's a very dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a big stick that can block the water flow.
Sure.
So they have to act.
Mm-hmm.
And if they solve the problem, I will be happy to get my stick back as well.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, and then I received this message from the mayor on Friday that I should go to the water company because they are in charge.
Okay.
I go to the water company, it's around the corner.
Okay.
But then when I come to the office, on the door they say it's accès interdit, it's not public anymore, we have moved.
Oh.
And I thought, shit, how can I go without a stick? I cannot walk without a stick. How can I go to this office? And I was still standing there, you know. And suddenly there comes one man.
Okay.
And apparently he works there because it's still people work there.
Okay.
And then he said, so what is the problem? And I said, yeah, I dropped my stick in a hole. And then the hole says, go to the mayor. And then the mayor says, go to you. And now I want to know if there's a way to find the... You know, to open the gate and solve the problem.
Okay.
Said, yeah, okay, that's possible. We can do that.
Okay.
Now I'm happy, and then I wait. You know, and I tell him, yeah, I'm a tourist. You know, I'm just passing by, so I have to leave also. And he said, yeah, when do you leave? I said, well, Tuesday. That was yesterday. And then. Yeah, I hope that maybe Monday they could do it. But then on Tuesday, I had heard nothing. So I went back and I still find the hole is still open. You know? So apparently they did do nothing.
They done nothing.
No, they don't give a shit about me or my stick or the water.
Oh, sorry for that.
So this is maybe a tip for you, because soon there will be a big water problem because I put another stick inside to make sure that it's blocked.
Okay.
So they have to open it.
Okay.
But there's a good chance that in the coming days there will be a blocking. There will be no water at all. So you can sell lots of bottles there.
Oh, yes.
And now we come to the problem, because how can you move your bottles to France on time to sell at a nice price? That's why we talk today about transport.
Yeah, good. That's all.
There's so many ways to transport things, you know. Like, how do you transport the water?
Like for us here, we transport it through using motor car, using car.
A motor car?
Yeah, we'll park it inside a van.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we have rivers, you know, we have rivers to transport the water.
Okay.
And then the water, it ends in the in the hills near the seaside. Okay. And then we put the water in the sand, and then the sand cleans the water.
Okay.
You know, it's like filtering. Yeah, and then you have the best water in the world. Yeah, and we have... Then there's pipelines, you know, pipelines.
Okay.
They bring it back to Amsterdam. Okay. And we get in our kitchen, and from the shower we have the best water from the world. Free. Mm. Almost for nothing.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That's a privilege, you know. Yeah, hey, who's there? Good. Hey, it's Mustafa.
I have a question.
Okay.
I want to ask Musa, why not to take a horse to transport the water? Because I see many horses here and many ants. You know the ant, the les ants.
The donkeys.
Yeah, the donkeys. There are many. I want to ask Musa why they take car. Why not the horse?
Okay, that's thank you very much for that question, you know. Mm. So the main reason people will prefer to take car than donkey is time. Because like, for instance, if you are to go from Brusubi here and go to Banjul, if you are to use a car, it will take you 30 minutes to get there. But if you have your donkey or your horse, it will almost take you like 1 hour, some minutes before you may reach Banjul. So if you are to deliver your supply on time, it will be time wasting. That's my answer.
Yeah, I understand. But Mustafa is right, because, you know, the horse is already transporting water.
Indeed,
the donkey too.
Mm-hmm.
So first they drink, and they go somewhere to piss.
Mm-hmm.
So they transport water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true, no?
Yeah.
But it's not a business, really.
Yeah, that's not business, though. Yeah, yeah.
But up to now, we have that kind of business, because I have some friends, they use donkey to sell and buy water, because the area who they sell the water don't have
good road.
Don't have good run to car, have access there. That's why
I see.
It's the good business for them, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, up to now, the horse and the monkey have them place in the society, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can you also use your scooter to transport water?
No, my scooter don't have that kind of power. They don't build that for transportation. But someone can transform it, the scooter, behind the scooter, one like big case, you know, to can transport the bread. The bread.
Yeah.
To supply the bread to the shop. I can see some boys, they transform them scooter. You know, put one case in the, you know, in behind the scooter to transport the bread.
Yeah.
No, like things too heavy, but like light things like bread.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you told me you want to buy a friperie from Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of friperie?
Me, I want to come this time. I want the jeans. The jeans with the t-shirt.
Blue jeans.
And jeans and t-shirt and jumper. If I have that three kind of, three kind of things, is nice. Jumper, t-shirt, and jeans. Yeah.
Mm. Can it be used ones, like recycling?
Recycling is nice, yes. Because
you make, you call it vintage, you know, it's good fashion.
Because they have a company who packages everything. Yeah. They packeted ballot by ballot. Yes.
But I have to open the door. Michel is coming. Just a moment.
I'll be back.
All right.
Yeah. Just a couple seconds.
Yeah, man. Good.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, good. Good that yeah. You have a running bike now, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Now I'm running with my bike, but I don't have a license. I have to find that.
Okay.
I have to find the license, the road tax, and the assurance, everything, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, at that moment I can be safe.
Do you want seats? You can find them all the
day. Seats, do the air of my list. Yeah, Michel is here. That's a funny thing. Normally he's not here, but this time he's here. Mustafa.
Yes.
So you were talking. We are live in the transmission now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mustafa is telling me about something that he wants to explain. So can you continue, Mustafa?
Okay. I say I want to have the ballot of of jumper,
yeah,
ballot of t-shirt, and ballot of jeans.
The question is how do we get the jeans and the jumpers and the t-shirts from Holland to Gambia?
Okay.
That's the transport question.
The transport question is, they have someone here in Gambia or in Senegal. They have a business to transport it stuff from Holland to Senegal or Holland to Gambia, you know.
And how?
I can ask even. Even my auntie have that link. He was in France with Pauline last month. Yeah. But he's in that business. I can ask her about that. She can explain me clearly. But last time when I talked with him, with her, he tell me. The barrel is for 150 euro. The barrel, you know, they transported things from some barrel. But you can have barrel, you can have ballot of, you know, filipari. But the price maybe is not the same.
Okay. But
I have that link. I can maybe, if I want to buy something in Holland, I can ask her if them link is available at Holland or not, because he tell me he do that business France, you know, and other country. I don't know if Holland is
well. I know about Amsterdam. There's one place where many African people collect stuff and put it in containers and they ship it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the cheapest way. They bring washing machines and cars and everything, but they can also put small things. You know, you can fill up the container with clothes. That's a good business. It can be cheaper than another way.
Indeed, yeah, that's the cheapest way through Amsterdam collecting those business. You are right.
Mm-hmm. So what I can do is find out if somebody is willing to store some of the flippery in the container and bring it to Dakar or to Banjul or to Yobal.
That possible. Would be the easiest thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we can go to, there's a lot of places where you can find the second-hand clothes.
Yeah, and even here you have the package them already. People are selling them in turn, but, you know, it is expensive, like, if you want to resell them and make business, you know. So that's why he will be wanting you, like, if you got those things there, you send it to him, good quality, then if he resells, he gets more money. But if you buy it here, if you are to resell it again, you won't get much money from it.
Why not?
Yeah, because the price will differ. Like, you will buy the ballot here, like, $14,000. So if you are to resell that, you know, for you to raise $14,000, it will be so much difficult, you know.
Okay, so it's not good business, really.
Yeah, the only good business is like if you ship it, you send it for him here, then he resells it. That is where he will get good business out of it.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. And you think that if we collect used clothes, but nice clothes, you know?
They will, yeah. That's what we are talking about. Used clothes, but nice one. He will make so much money out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. With shoes, used clothes, used suits, used trousers. Yeah. Any type of material, used one, that you know people can reuse it, recycle it. If you send it to him, he can make money out of it.
Yeah. That's a nice idea. We are not business people, but we like to help the brothers, you know, so maybe we can do something.
That's what he told me, yeah. Try, if you have the chance, help him, you know. If you do that, he can empower himself. He can really support himself if he get that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mustafa, did you talk with your mother about this?
Yeah. Every day, even yesterday, I talk about her, you know, to this kind of program.
Because she can also help, you know. She knows the way to the second-hand shop and help collect clothes and send it to you. That's nice.
Yeah.
And also, you know, in the storage room, in the basement of the house, there's a lot of stuff. And I'm not sure what, but it's a lot of used shit. And maybe we can put everything together and send it
everything
to you.
Together. Everything. Even some
Okay. Well, I can tell you. I talked with one guy.
Even why?
I already talked with one guy who does this business. Mm-hmm. And I just say hello, and I will meet him one day, and then I can ask if he still uses the container for transportation.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
And then
the
maybe we can arrange something.
Uh-huh. Even the white rat, the white rat. If I have that much more, I can do business with that.
White rat.
Yeah.
Oh, we have lots of rat here.
Yeah, the white rat. I don't see the black one there. The white.
I can send you some pigeons.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but I can send. They can fly by themselves. You know, you don't need transport.
When I was young, I do that. I used to do that kind of business to buy that. Yes, I buy that with some boys, some of my friends. You know. One for 100, 200 francs for one, you know.
One bird?
Well, for one white rat.
Ah, white rat, okay. Yeah. And then what? What they do with the rat? They eat it?
No, you know, the white rat can disturb the black one. Because they are smart and they kill them. And when you have shop, the black one they eat and spoil some
commodities,
some baguettes, you know, some stuff. That's why some shopman like that. If they see you having white rat, they call you and they want to buy that in your hand, you know.
Okay, but this is good business. If you can sell. If you can find the white rats,
container.
Yeah, but because in Amsterdam and also in Paris we have a big problem with the brown rats. You can sell the white rats and they chase the brown rats and everybody happy.
Definitely, yeah, that is a good business.
It's international cooperation, you know.
Definitely, yes.
Okay, we have a deal. You send us the white rats and I send you the second-hand clothes.
No. Now here, you don't can see the white rat. The white rat come from Babylon, come from Europe.
Oh,
not. Yeah, I don't see here the white rat yet.
But before
I don't know what where are they from, but I used to see that.
If I have one or two, if I leave them here, 2 months, I can multiply. Because they produce.
Yeah. Well, maybe interesting business. You don't tell them, you say it's real African white rats.
Yeah.
They're specially trained by Mustafa Sacho.
Okay,
and Musa. You know, it will be, we go viral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
We have to dream.
Mm. Yeah. Not bad.
No.
Well, I used to talk with my mom yesterday about that project.
Yeah.
To buy a ballot of Filippari. Yeah. But you know, I can't find that here because they sell that at the market. But it's expensive. But I can't find that. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen, if we send you one container full of frippery, where do you put it?
Yeah, look at this, please. Look at the Sanjali, please. Look at the Sanjali, please. Look at, you can see. Look at.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This, a lot of space.
Big land from Mama Land.
Okay.
You see? Yeah, you can put 10 containers here.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Sanjali says that's okay.
Yeah, it's Sanjali side, yes. He Sanjali say okay, it's okay.
Okay.
He's there. Yeah.
Okay. So now only you have to find the white rats. And then we can do business. You send the white rats.
No, the white rat is no here. Now no. It's you. You have to find that. Well,
okay.
Yeah, you don't can find the white rat here. White rat here.
You feel
they can't find that here. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Now, what happened with the white rats? Why they disappear?
Yeah, no, they don't disappear. They tell me they can't find that here. One at 150. Yeah, it's available up to now. Yeah,
nice. So, can you fill one container? We can clean the whole Amsterdam from the rats.
You don't can see white rat there.
No, we only have brown rats.
Brown rats. Okay. 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 Now. I try to find one container white rat for Hollandaise, for Holland, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you try to find the container of Filippari.
Yeah.
To Gambia. Okay.
I have a meeting with the chairman of the government here, and I will tell him I have a solution for the rat problem.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
And also. I will tell him that we send him a message of peace from Africa. No, because the white rat, white is peace. You know, it's like the white flag, like the white dress. So it's a message of peace.
Yeah.
You know, and all he has to do is say thank you, and then we bring the white rats and they kill all the brown rats.
Yeah, because the brown rats, they spoil stuff like the black rat.
Maybe we should do a little bit more research.
Yeah.
I will go on the internet to find the white rat.
Okay.
Let me see.
White, red.
We will go to the
I know White Rabbit. Do you know White Rabbit?
White Rabbit, yeah, we have White Rabbits here.
It's also a nice song by Jefferson Airplane. But that's history. Okay.
Of, White Belly Rats of Lee Scratch Perry.
Yeah, I have here a story about the White Rats in the Netherlands.
Okay.
I will do an instant translation.
Okay.
It's a website called ratstop.nl. And they regularly get the question, do white rats exist in the Netherlands? The answer is yes. But white rats in nature are very scarce. Mostly it is domestic rats or escaped domestic rats, you know. But sometimes they get white rats messages in the wild. Okay. But what can they do? What can they do? Are they dangerous? A white rat is not dangerous, but if a white rat comes into the wild and survives, he can replicate with ordinary rats, and then you get rats with different colors. But they behave the same way as normal rats in the Netherlands. So, just like other rats, they can spread diseases and cause damage.
Okay.
But they don't say that they chase the brown rats. They make love together and then they spread another one. Okay.
Okay, okay. So in the information it says that they don't chase the brown rats.
They don't say, but you know, this is business because they are against rats.
They are against rats, right?
And we are not against rats, you know?
yeah.
So we have to go to another website.
Mm-hmm. And check, yeah, right.
So instead of white rats, I ask Google, or in this case, it's DuckDuckGo. I ask about nice white rats.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. I get the same website. Albino rats. Okay, there's albino rats. That's interesting. Oh, that's in English too? Wow, nice picture. Well, some people instinctively recoil at the sight of a rat. Albino rats often merit a double take at the very least. These animals are hard to miss. What with their bright coats? Oh, this is also commercial. Ah, they want to sell you white rats. Okay. 18 facts. Okay, 18 facts. They've been around for hundreds of years. They must have pink eyes to be considered albino. And then they also pews. They're also known as pews. Pink-eyed white. Yeah, yeah. They were the first animals to be kept as pets. And albino rats dream about their days. Hey, that's funny. Okay. And sometimes they even have red tears. And they don't look well. When we say that they're often dazzled, it doesn't mean that they're marked for magic tricks. It also means that they can be stunned by bright bursts of light as they don't have any protective pigment in their eyes to protect them. Yeah, that's the hotspots. Yeah. They're also used as laboratorium rats for research matters, for pharmacies and shit. Okay. Yeah. Poor things. We have to free the rats. One albino rat has been to space. 61. It was an albino rat. His name was Hector. And he came 90 miles.
Did it survive?
High in the sky. And he came back alive. Can you imagine what he has dreamed about that night? Okay. They're afraid of new things. Okay. It's like fascist. They have no hair. Genetic mutation. Oh, they were the first animals to experience genetic mutation. You know what that is? That they change your DNA.
The arrow, about the arrow. You think the arrow?
Yeah.
Can kill the rat, the black rat, or the brown rat, the arrow.
If you are a good hunter, yeah.
Okay. Okay, because the arrow